CBS News. A stalemate in Uganda as skyjackers still hold some 250 airline passengers and crew, threatening to kill them. Good morning. I'm Mike Stanley reporting on the CBS Radio Network. The hostages held by the skyjackers in the old airport building at Uganda's Entebbe Airport are reported by Radio Uganda to have been given food and drink. Ugandan troops armed with machine guns have sealed off the airport and surrounded the building where the hostages are being held. The precise number and identity of the hijackers remains in doubt, although they said in a statement yesterday they staged the hijacking to declare to the world that the French state is a historic enemy of the Arab nation. At first, the hijackers were identified as Palestinians. The hijacking occurred Sunday as an Air France plane took off from Athens, a stop en route in a flight from Tel Aviv to Paris. CBS News continues following this message.
Announcing the second annual Hunt's Manwich and Wonder Buns Sloppy Joe get-together. Look for the Hunt's Manwich sauce and Wonder Buns display now at participating grocery stores. Buy both and find out how to get a package of Wonder Buns free. To make great-tasting homemade Sloppy Joes, just brown your fresh ground beef, add a can of thick tomato-y Manwich sauce, and spoon onto fresh-baked Wonder Buns. Mmm, delicious. Look for the Wonder Buns and Hunt's Manwich display and find out how to get a package of Wonder Buns free.
The time is drawing near for one of baseball's biggest annual outings, the All-Star Game. I'm Jack Buck, and Tuesday night, July 13th, I'll be there at Veterans Stadium in Philadelphia for this year's battle between the best players in both leagues. I'll bring you the play-by-play action along with Brent Musburger. He'll be on hand with commentary in color. Join us for the best in baseball, the All-Star Game from Philadelphia, Tuesday night, July 13th. We'll have exclusive radio coverage for you from CBS Sports over most of these CBS Radio Network stations.
President Ford is back in Washington, and now we'll concentrate on politics. The major question, how to corral the 92 delegates still needed for nomination. The latest CBS News count shows Mr. Ford with 1,038 delegates. 1,130 are required for nomination. The president returned to the White House last night from Puerto Rico, where the economic summit conference he convened resulted in agreement to move forward on social spending with caution, lest inflation be re-stimulated. In Milwaukee, where the U.S. Conference of Mayors is meeting, Commerce Secretary Elliot Richardson said solid economic development, not necessarily more federal funds, is what will produce a rebirth of the cities.
We have to have, I think, a first priority for sustained, steady economic growth. The biggest threat to sustained growth would be a resurgence of inflation. A public works spending bill could have the consequence of fueling inflation.
Richardson cites more federal spending, such as the $3.95 million public works employment bill, as holding a danger of inflation. The Supreme Court has ruled that federal judges cannot require school officials to alter desegregation plans annually to keep up with population shifts, even if integration has not been totally achieved. The ruling came on an appeal from a judge's requirement of annual reassignment of some pupils in Pasadena, California. The High Court also ruled in a broad opinion condemning patronage practices as a violation of First Amendment rights that government employees, except those in confidential or policymaking jobs, cannot be fired because they belong to the wrong political party. That ruling stemmed from a Chicago case, as we hear from CBS News correspondent Randy Daniels.
Political patronage is the way of life in Chicago, and purging a county or city department of opposition party members, whether Republican or Democratic, is nothing new. But the Supreme Court decision upholding a suit brought by four Republican County Sheriff's Office employees has declared the practice unconstitutional. The workers were fired when a Democratic sheriff was elected in 1970. The court held that such dismissals are unlawful because the employees are being punished because of their political beliefs and associations. The decision strikes a serious blow to the Democratic Party here because it, in effect, erodes Mayor Daley's control over thousands of party faithful who work for the organization because their jobs depend on it. Randy Daniels, CBS News, Chicago.
Don't waste your breath on smoking. Don't waste your breath inhaling dirty air. If you have emphysema, you'll need all the breath you can spare. Emphysema hits you where you live and breathe. It destroys the lungs' elasticity. And there's two things in life that your lungs don't need: contaminated air and smoke from the weed.
Well, we hope we're not wasting our breath on this message, because we're sincerely interested in your health. That's why we urge you to see your doctor immediately at the first sign of shortness of breath. It could be emphysema. Meanwhile, don't smoke and try to avoid polluted air. Because like we said,
if there's two things in life that your lungs don't need, it's contaminated air and smoke from a weed.
This reminder from your Lung Association is a matter of life and breath.
A young Taiwanese man wrote 700 love letters to his girlfriend over the past 2 years, each proposing marriage. His persistence finally has brought results. The girl at last word was proudly wearing an engagement ring, given to her by the postman, who faithfully delivered all those letters. Mike Stanley, CBS News.
This is Spectrum on the CBS Radio Network. Personal opinion on issues of public interest from six different viewpoints. Now, one of those perspectives.
I'm Phyllis Schlafly. Like most college graduates, I receive a magazine sent regularly with the compliments of my alma mater. The current issue of the Radcliffe Quarterly presents statistics which show that whereas all young women are having fewer children, four-year college women graduates are having still fewer, and Radcliffe College graduates are having the least of all. Radcliffe is the women's college of Harvard University and shares equally in its academic prestige. According to the latest U.S. Census Bureau report, 17% of married women between the ages of 25 and 29 are childless. But 86% of the graduates of Radcliffe College in that same age group who are married are childless. The author suggests that we address ourselves to the consequences of the sociological phenomenon that the best educated women are dropping out of motherhood at a landslide rate and are not reproducing themselves. Educators are already facing the problem of declining school enrollments. In the last 5 years, the enrollment in our country's elementary and high schools has dropped by 1.5 million. This decline will continue for the next decade. At teacher conventions this year, the new watchword has been RIF. That stands for Reduction in Force. Quite a shock for educators who only a few years ago were enthusiastically building schools and increasing staffs. The unprecedented drop in births will ultimately have a disastrous effect on Social Security, whose fiscal solvency is based precariously on having more young workers who pay into the system than senior citizens who draw out benefits. Last year, for the first time, more was paid out in Social Security benefits than was taken in. 1984 has now been targeted as the year when Social Security reserves will be completely depleted. A new Census Bureau study shows that America's elderly population has almost doubled in the last 25 years. By the year 2020, America will have almost 43 million senior citizens. Jacob Siegel, a senior Census Bureau statistician, calls this one of the most important demographic issues of our time. If we become a nation of more old people than productive young workers, our Social Security system will be broke, and the long-term decline in our living standards will be irreversible. I'm Phyllis Schlafly for Spectrum.
Six personal opinions on Spectrum, Monday through Saturday. Views not necessarily those of this station or the CBS Radio Network.
CBS News. Soviet leader Leonid Brezhnev is expected to deliver a conciliatory speech today in East Berlin as communist nations finally stage their European summit conference. Good morning. I'm Mike Stanley reporting on the CBS Radio Network. It's taken 2 years, much of the time filled with acrimonious debate over dogma and tactics, to set up the summit conference, clearing the way to the eventual Kremlin easing of its hard line so that individual communist parties now may tailor policies to the conditions in each country, even if cherished Marxist concepts must be jettisoned in the process. More from Susan Peterson in West Berlin.
The summit in East Berlin, the first of its kind in 9 years, signals the end of a long and important chapter in the history of European communism. It is a result of infighting within the communist movement between two camps: the Communist Party in the Soviet Union, and a growing number of independent-minded parties in countries like Italy and Yugoslavia. Moscow would have had to abandon the conference if it hadn't made major concessions. The smaller parties are determined to get a formal confirmation of their autonomy from the Russians. They insist on freedom to shape and implement their own policies. The Soviets finally gave way. Delegates from the 28 communist parties will only be asked to sign a document which pledges peace and cooperation. The idea of a single strategy and common policy has been dropped. For the Soviets, it is a high price to pay. Susan Peterson, CBS News, West Berlin.
President Ford returned to the White House last night from the Economic Summit Conference of leaders of seven Western industrialized nations. The Puerto Rico get-together resulted in mutual agreement to go slow on social programs that might stimulate inflation. It was also agreed that nations getting into payment difficulties should be bailed out by richer countries acting on a multinational basis. CBS News continues following this message.
If you're looking for a dependable laxative the whole family can use, may I recommend Nature's Remedy tablets? Nature's Remedy is a product of the Lewis Howe Company, who also manufactures Tums for the tummy. Nature's Remedy is an all-vegetable compound and comes in three convenient tablet forms: Nature's Remedy Regular, Nature's Remedy Candy Coated, Nature's Remedy Juniors, and is, by the way, without mineral and phenol derivatives. Because of its pleasant and thorough action, Nature's Remedy has been recognized by literally thousands upon thousands of satisfied users as an ideal relief for occasional constipation. Since 1890, generations of satisfied customers have learned from experience just how good Nature's Remedy really is. It's a dependable laxative which, again, the whole family can use. Nature's Remedy people say, having made and sold the product for over 85 years, we feel justified in being proud of our product, and we believe it has helped millions of people. Nature's Remedy, an all-vegetable, all-family laxative for the relief of occasional constipation. Buy Nature's Remedy, and remember, NR tonight, tomorrow all right. Take only as directed.
Defense lawyers in Luanda today plan to appeal to Ugandan President Agostino Neto to commute death sentences passed yesterday on four white mercenaries. Among them, American Daniel Gearhart of Washington, D.C. Another American, Gary Acker of Sacramento, California, was sentenced to 16 years. His father, Carl Acker, had this comment.
Our general reaction is that we're very happy for our son, but quite concerned and upset that the others would receive the death penalty.
The State Department has said it does not believe the sentences were merited by the evidence in the case and is contacting the Red Cross. The United States and Angola do not have diplomatic relations. The Senate has scheduled an unusual 8 a.m. session today as it faces another potential fight over school busing for desegregation as it considers legislation funding the Departments of Labor and Health, Education, and Welfare. Now this.
The Democratic primary trail was full of surprise moves this spring until the decisive Jimmy Carter win in Ohio at the end. I'm George Herman, CBS News, and next stop for the Democrats, Madison Square Garden in New York and the convention. I'll co-anchor our coverage along with Neil Strauser. Reed Collins and Sharon Lovejoy will be our floor correspondents, and Dallas Townsend and Neil Pierce will be there with analysis. Listen for CBS News special reports from the Democratic National Convention beginning Monday, July 12th, on the CBS Radio Network.
Becky Bipp of Butte, Montana. Behind one of these doors is more money than you've ever seen.
What?
Behind the other, a visit to the library.
Door number two.
You've done it, Becky. It's the library. Yes, you'll enjoy a no-expense trip to the library where you will attend a lecture, borrow a classic film, and even earn a diploma.
You'll also attend a concert while keeping in shape at the library's exercise courses.
Congratulations, Becky Bipp.
Thank you.
The library. Come see what's new besides books. Stop it, Becky. We're on TV. I've got this.
A public service message from the American Library Association.
The Environmental Protection Agency has announced its intention to ban Keepone. That's the pesticide suspected of poisoning production workers and polluting the James River in Virginia. The Food and Drug Administration issued final regulations today banning the use after July 29th of chloroform in cough medicine, mouthwash, and other products. It's suspected of causing cancer. The debate is continuing over going ahead with President Ford's $135 million mass immunization plan to avert a swine flu epidemic. Dr. Albert Sabin told a House subcommittee the plan should be abandoned for all but high-risk persons. Another expert, Dr. Jonas Salk, said the vaccine will do better in people's arms than in the refrigerator. Insurers fear enormous losses from suits filed in connection with the program. An insurance association spokesman estimated there could be as many as 10 million plausible claims against vaccine manufacturers for adverse reactions. Mike Stanley, CBS News.
Good morning. This is Doug Poling reporting on the CBS Radio Network. The lawyers say they're acting as soon as possible because the men may be executed within 48 hours. Among those condemned to die is Daniel Gerhardt of Kensington, Maryland, who answered an ad to fight for pay for the losing side in the Angolan Civil War. 9 others on trial received long prison terms, including Gary Acker of Sacramento, California. His family was relieved that his life will be spared. Mike Pulsifer of CBS affiliate KFBK has a report from Sacramento.
The parents of the man sentenced to 16 years in prison say they're glad for their son, but feel bad for the 4 men sentenced to death and for those defendants who were sentenced to longer prison terms. Carl Acker, the father of Gary Acker, says one of the worst parts of the events of recent weeks has been the lack of contact with his son and his son's attorneys.
We have no direct contact at all so far. We have been waiting to see what the results are rather than making a great effort to contact them unless we felt that the contact would be beneficial to them.
Acker says he will still not make a serious effort to contact his son since it's possible the sentences will be reduced. Mike Pulsifer for CBS News, Sacramento.
More news in a moment.
If you're looking for a dependable laxative the whole family can use, may I recommend Nature's Remedy tablets? Nature's Remedy is a product of the Lewis Howe Company, who also manufactures Tums for the tummy. Nature's Remedy is an all-vegetable compound and comes in 3 convenient tablet forms: Nature's Remedy Regular, Nature's Remedy Candy Coated, Nature's Remedy Juniors, and is, by the way, without mineral and phenol derivatives. Because of its pleasant and thorough action, Nature's Remedy has been recognized by literally thousands upon thousands of satisfied users as an ideal relief for occasional constipation. Since 1890, generations of satisfied customers have learned from experience just how good Nature's Remedy really is. It's a dependable laxative, which again, the whole family can use. Nature's Remedy people say, having made and sold the product for over 85 years, we feel justified in being proud of our product, and we believe it has helped millions of people. Nature's Remedy, an all-vegetable, all-family laxative for the relief of occasional constipation. Buy Nature's Remedy, and remember, NR tonight, tomorrow all right. Take only as directed.
The Senate last night took action to make sure that wage earners do not get a tax increase on Thursday. That's when those tax cuts enacted to fight the recession expire. The Senate move would keep them in effect at least until September. The House is expected to give final approval, possibly today, and send the measure to President Ford, who will probably sign it. President Ford returned to Washington last night following the 2-day economic summit with leaders of 6 industrial nations in Puerto Rico. The president today meets with his campaign strategist to discuss the fight with Ronald Reagan for Republican convention delegates. Jimmy Carter left his Plains, Georgia home last night for a tour of 8 cities to raise campaign funds. At his first stop in Asheville, North Carolina, Carter raised about $100,000. Today, Carter plans to be in Milwaukee to address the U.S. Conference of Mayors. Many of the mayors at that conference will be pushing for passage of a huge money bill to create public service jobs. But Commerce Secretary Richardson told reporters at the conference site that this type of approach won't necessarily solve the problem.
It's not at all clear that more money for public works is the answer to their problems in the first instance. It doesn't make money available now. In the second place, more bricks and mortar for public works is not a means of creating permanent jobs in any case.
A Marine Corps court-martial in San Diego, California, has found Staff Sergeant Harold Bronson not guilty of all charges in connection with the death of a recruit who was fatally beaten during training. A panel of 5 officers and 3 enlisted men apparently believe Bronson's statement that he acted reasonably and was carrying out training orders. More than 250 passengers of a hijacked French airliner spent the night camped in the lobby of the airport at Entebbe, Uganda. Their Palestinian captors continue holding them at gunpoint. Now this.
I'm Pete Rose, third baseman for the Cincinnati Reds. The National League's ahead 27-18 in All-Star games. Hear who adds this year's win to their record by listening to CBS Radio's sports coverage of the All-Star game Tuesday night, July 13th.
The 43rd All-Star Game. You'll hear it all when CBS Radio Sports brings you live exclusive play-by-play radio coverage Tuesday, July 13th. It's baseball's big night of the summer. Listen wherever you are over most of these CBS Radio network stations.
Why is it everybody talks about air pollution, but nobody does anything about it?
Are you kidding? We're doing something about it.
We are?
Sure, we're contributing to it.
Oh.
For example, burned any trash lately?
Yeah.
Well, that's a contribution.
It is?
Had your car tuned in the last year?
No.
There's another contribution.
All right, how about you? What do you contribute?
Well, listen, don't worry about me. I work for a power plant.
So?
I give it the office.
Don't contribute to air pollution this year. We've already reached our quota. This reminder from your local lung association is a matter of life and breath.
The world has a new nation today. The Seychelles Islands in the Indian Ocean became independent at midnight after 182 years as a British colony. The nation is made up of some 90 islands located about 1,000 miles off the east coast of Africa. It has about 58,000 inhabitants. The new country is wasting no time getting involved in international affairs. Seychelles President James Mansham flies to Mauritius today to attend the African Unity Summit as the Federation's 48th member. This is Doug Poling, CBS News.